What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of pay traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. What's up, my friends? Does anybody get that reference whenever I do that? I don't know why I do it. It's just like goofy. It's just like, yeah, it's fun to do. And that's what comes to my mind whenever I start these podcast episodes. That is a reference to Dazed and Confused, and Matthew McConaughey's character does that in the movie. Classic movie. Thank you so much for tuning into another Quick Tip episode. I'm in a goofy mood right now. I don't know why. Here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast, I'm your host, Rick Mulready. And with these Quick Tip episodes, this is where I share a tip or strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and in the process, increase your revenue. So before we get into today's quick tip, one of my goals here, I've been talking about this the past few episodes. One of the goals here with the show is to have as big an impact as possible. And one of the ways to increase visibility on platforms like Apple Podcasts, or it used to be iTunes, is through people who subscribe to the show and the ratings and reviews that the show gets. At the time of recording this episode on July 31st, we are at 535 five-star ratings reviews, which blows me away. Thank you so much for everybody who has left a rating review. Unfortunately, you can't tell how many subscribers that you have. Now, my goal is to get to 750 five-star ratings reviews by the end of the third quarter, which is September 30th. So that means 215 more five-star ratings reviews by September 30th. And the reason I've chosen that number is because that is going to allow us to have a bigger impact, because we're able to reach more people on a platform like iTunes. Okay. So here's what I'd love for you to do. After you subscribe to the podcast here, leave a quick, honest rating and review for the show on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, as it's called now, and take a simple screenshot of your rating and review. And then all you have to do is DM me, message me that screenshot on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready. Okay. Now, when we hit 750 ratings and reviews, I'm going to do a raffle of everyone who sent me their screenshot. And I'm going to give away a book bundle of my top 10 business and mindset books to a winner. And I've shared my favorite business and mindset books here in the podcast. I think it was like late 2018. And I've actually added to that list. So the winner is going to get my top 10 business and mindset books. So thank you so much for your support of the show and doing that. I really, really appreciate it. So today, for the quick tip, I want to share something that I have struggled with in the past in my business. And it's also a struggle that I hear from online entrepreneurs all the time. Okay. Now, when it comes to running a successful online business, knowing your numbers is a critical piece of having a healthy business. This is not some earth-shattering concept. Like, really, Rick? I've never heard that before. You've heard this before. You got to know your numbers. This is something I talk about all the time. For example, you've got to know your Facebook and Instagram ad stats and metrics and benchmarks that you're going for. If you're running webinars, for example, you've got to know your webinar stats from start to finish in the entire funnel. You have to know what your monthly revenue is. You have to know, you know, for example, what your stats are from your most recent launch or the number of students that you have. You have to be taking a look at your P&L every month or more frequently than that, et cetera, right? You've got to know your numbers, because the numbers give us insight into what's working in our business. Now, on the flip side of that, the numbers also give us insight into what's not working in our business, right? Did such and such strategy that I tested work? Yes. Awesome. Do more of that. The numbers are going to tell you that. If that strategy that we tested didn't work, okay, we learn, or you learned, and now you try something else, right? The problem that comes up for most people, and myself included for many years in my business, is that we make the numbers mean something. We give meaning to the data that we are reading. Like, oh, this launch was a massive flop, right? It wasn't anything like I had hoped, or this webinar didn't convert, or my ads, I just can't get my ads going here and I can't get the results that I want. So that means I don't know what I'm doing, right? Or my revenue was down by half this month over last month. I am a failure. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm a failure. This isn't for me. I can't do this. We assign meaning to our numbers. In reality, though, it's all numbers in our business, my friend. All the numbers that are telling us is what's working and what's not working. That's it. They don't mean we're a failure. They also, on the flip side, don't mean that we are, you know, a success. It's how we interpret them that when we give meaning to it. They don't mean we don't know what we're doing. They also don't mean that we know what we're doing. Now, we can assign that meaning to it, right? Which would, that's up to us. But what I really want to get across to you right now is it's just math. Numbers don't have emotion. It's just math. And don't make it mean any more than that. If something's not working, if your ads are not working, or if your launch didn't go as well as you wanted to, or, you know, somebody responded to an email, whatever it is, it's just math. It's just numbers. Numbers don't have that emotion. And so don't make it mean any more than that. Don't give meaning to the numbers such that, oh, I'm a failure. This didn't work. I don't know what I'm doing. That's not the case at all. We get to use that data to dictate what our next steps are. Okay. Use the numbers in your business to shine a light on what's working and then do more of what's working. And on the flip side, use the numbers in your business to shine a light on what's not working and then try something new and keep moving forward. Okay. You got this. This is all just math. Where we run into problems is where we start giving meaning to it and we start thinking, oh, I'm a failure, or, you know, I stink. Like, I can't get this to work. I don't know what I'm doing. Yes, you do. It's all just numbers. Use the numbers to make decisions and it's just data. Don't give meaning to it. Okay. This is something that I had to work through for a long time in my business. If a launch didn't go as well as I wanted to, I was like, man, like, who am I to be teaching this stuff, right? I can't make this work. Or if ads weren't working, whatever, and I'm like, who am I to be teaching Facebook and Instagram ads? I can't even get these to work. You know, doesn't mean I'm a failure. Just means like whatever we tried didn't work. We get to try something new. And I really want you to think about this in your own business. How are you giving meaning, or where are you giving meaning to data in your business that is holding you back? Because when we start thinking that we're a failure, that we start thinking about that, oh, I don't know what I'm doing because these numbers tell me that, then we start to spiral. You know, I know that I that's something that I do when I get into the anxiety and worry that has been a challenge for me all my life. I start to spiral. And what happens when we spiral? You know, we don't move forward. We just get, at least I get paralyzed. Like, I don't do anything. I don't move forward. And so the opportunity here is to take the numbers, look at them, figure out what's working. Cool. Do more of that. Figure out what's not working. Figure out why something is not working, and then test something new. That's all it is. It's just math, my friends. And if you don't know your numbers in your business, if you're not tracking your numbers, shame on you. No, I'm just kidding. You should definitely. You definitely want to be running knowing your numbers in your business. Okay. Now, before we go, one thing I hear about all the time is, Rick, aren't you just the Facebook ads guy? And I hear this all the time. And yes, I'm pretty well known for Facebook and Instagram ads. But the thing that's easy to overlook is that it took way more than just ads for me to build a seven-figure thriving online business, right? It took things like building a team, positioning myself as an expert, mastering my mindset, time management, learning how to create and launch courses, do in-person events. It's, I could go on here. And most experts, and myself included up until fairly recently. I've definitely been guilty of this, but most experts teach Facebook and Instagram ads in a vacuum. But to create sustainable growth takes a more holistic strategy. And I mean sustainable growth in your business, right? Because it's all connected, my friends. And so if you're an online expert, meaning you're a coach, you're a course creator, maybe you're a consultant, maybe you're doing webinars, you've got an online course, maybe you've got a membership, etc., and you've already achieved a certain level of success, but you're spinning your wheels right now to get to the next level, you very likely do not need another course or to read more books. What you need is a cohesive growth strategy, right? One that combines mindset and visibility and building your authority, paid traffic and organic traffic, having scalable offers, doing launches, building a team, freeing up your time so that you're not doing all the things in your business. I'm hearing more and more of this every single day. It takes things like becoming the actual CEO of your business, right? And on top of all that, to help you with those things, it takes coaching, accountability, community, and support. And so if you're an online expert at a place in your business where your days are getting eaten up with busy work and you can't see the forest from the trees anymore, maybe you're doing all the things in your business, but yet you're wondering why you're staying stuck and you're not quite sure where you really should be spending your time to move your business forward. Maybe you dream of having a team that has your back, that excels in the areas that you don't and is as committed to growing your business as you are. Maybe you are Googling stuff and you're not finding the answers that you want. Like, what's the best launch strategy for, you know, this new course I want to launch? Or how can I get my Facebook and Instagram ad costs down and my ROI up? Or who should I hire to help build my empire? Well, if you're listening to this and nodding your head at any of those things right now, then I want to help you. Because in the same way that having a coach helped me grow my business to seven figures, it's my turn to give that gift to others. And so if you're an online expert and you're ready for coaching, support, and accountability in taking your business to the next level, then I want to invite you to schedule a free strategy session with me to find out if you might be a fit for my 6-month Accelerator Mastermind. My July through December accelerator group of 15 people filled up quickly, and I'm opening up a brand new 6-month accelerator mastermind group for 15 more online experts to begin October 1st, 2019. Which runs until March 30th, 2020. So if you're looking to really finish off 2019 strong and then go into the new year with a ton of momentum, then I would really want to encourage you to apply for the Accelerator Mastermind, which you can do at rickmulready.com/accelerator. Okay, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friends, hope today's quick tip was helpful for you. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I really appreciate you. I do not take your attention lightly and always want to provide the most value and most fun here in the podcast, which is helping you grow your online business so that you can help more people and grow your revenue in the process. So I'll see you right back here for the next episode here in the Art of Paid Traffic podcast.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.